If you're a football player listening or a coach listening, what sort of things do you think are the big rocks that players, I mean, for me, if I'm working with a club, I only get, as an S&C coach, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Which, again, for me, I can still get quite a lot of mobility in there, a little bit of running mechanics, maybe some coordination, some plyometrics. But what do you think are the rocks that, if I've only got 10 minutes or 15 minutes, as a coach with youth team or a senior team at any level, what should I definitely do?
I think within those 10 to 15 minutes, if you can, you need to run. You just need to sprint.
Yep.
But you need to make sure that the athletes have the positions and postures to sprint safely. Mm-hmm. So that's key. So in 15 to 20 minutes, you can do, you know, some quick bodyweight squats and lunges so you can see the mechanics of the athletes before you progress. I mean, there's no point doing drills and drills and drills. You actually have to get the athletes to sprint.
Yeah.
So how you do that within the 10 to 15 minutes safely, mm-hmm. You can build them up just starting by 5 meter sprints. Mm-hmm. Over 5 meter sprints, it's going to be a really strong acceleration where you're just using glute quadriceps. So your hamstrings aren't going to be at risk of injury. So a lot of times I'll get coaches saying, we don't want our athletes to sprint at 100% effort because they're going to strain their hamstring. But if you're doing that over really short distances, the acceleratory model is glute quad. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to get them up into that high speed, you know, position that you were talking about where the hamstrings are at risk. So if you can get some jumps in there, some reactive jumps for foot impulse, if you can get some, you know, both vertical and horizontal movement patterns where they're loading force and getting to explode the body in either of those two directions, you're going to get a faster athlete.
Good.